Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, welcome to Wednesday.
Thank you, Moinsy Mike.
So red meat yesterday, today apple, scales are back and we got an upgrade. Love this.
Yeah, absolutely. And with field days kicking off, it's all good news for the ag sector. So yeah, scales have upped their earnings guidance for full year 25. Underlying net profit they see between 40 and 45 million. That's an up on the previous guidance range of 37 to 42 million. So scales, for those that don't know, it's behind Mist Apple. So it's New Zealand's largest fully integrated grower and marketer of apples. They actually have got more than 1,100 hectares of orchards in the Hawke's Bay, exports in excess of 5 million cartons of apples a year. And yeah, seeing a real strong half despite geopolitical uncertainties. Hawke's Bay, as many might not know, is the most productive area for apple growing in the world. And look, the weather has been kind. Of course, that's overdue given what they've been through. Very strong harvest, very good growing conditions. So if we expect bought volumes are on the up. They're actually on a multi-year journey transitioning to premium apple varieties, and this is working pretty well. So strong demand from Asian offshore markets. The Royal Galas are out, Mike, and they're positioned towards premium varieties such as Dazzle. And they're getting sparkling results there. So they're also boosting the coffers. They've sold and leased back their cool store for $24 million. That's going to settle in August. So, yeah, good news there as well. Shares up 1.5% yesterday, up good. 15% year-to-date, and 33% higher over the past year.
Love the story. I would rethink the name Dazzle, though. Now, then we come to the trachometer, which is not good.
Yeah, maybe let's hold back on popping those champagne corks for the broader economy just yet. So the ANZ Truckometer Index, this looks at both light and heavy traffic, which fell in May on both counts. So the overall trend in theory is still up if we want to take a positive view. But yeah, looking at the monthly move, the light traffic index, that was down 0.5%. That was after a 0.6% rise in April. Still up 0.3% versus a year ago. So light traffic, you think motorbikes, cars, vans, it provides a sort of a six-month lead on what's happening in the economy. So it's reflecting people getting out and about, spending money, movement of couriers, tradespeople and the like. So you're still trending up over recent months, but down in May. Per capita terms, it's flattened out after a sharp drop. And then if we look at the more volatile heavy traffic index, that was down 3% in May. So this is, as you probably would expect, mostly trucks, also buses, provides a bit of a steer on production GDP in real time. So it's looking at freight and movements of production, so on, both wholesale and retail, as well as exports. And that fell in May, and that unwound the 2.7% rise in April. It's still at 1.7% versus a year ago, if we want to look at that, and also trending higher in per capita terms. So, yeah, on a broader view, Mike, activity on the roads is still resilient. Stuff's moving around. That's a good sign. But I think we have to keep an eye on things, given that dip in May.
Now, what about our mates across the Tasman? How are they feeling?
Well, the lucky country is looking a little bit more mixed. So we've got a couple of surveys out yesterday. So the Westpac Consumer Sentiment Index, that's nudged up 0.5% to 92.6 in June, but still below 100, so pessimists outnumber optimists. The Aussies are upbeat around lower inflation, interest rates. It's actually a positive view on interest rates by Aussie consumers for the first time since 2021, and actually the most upbeat in 5 years on the topic. 80% of mortgage holders see rates being lower in a year's time, but we've obviously got the trade situation. We're waiting on this news of the US-China deal. We've got slower economic growth. So that's sort of providing a bit of a mixed picture. But then on the other side, the Aussies are quite upbeat about buying a major household item, and that's actually turned positive on a net basis for the first time since March 2022. Then on the other side, they're less confident about economy and jobs, but are positive about house price expectations, particularly in Queensland. So that's quite interesting. But yeah, overall, a bit of cautious pessimism. So I think that's enough possibly for the RBA to put through further rate cuts in the coming months. And that was also backed up on the business side, Mike. So you've got the NAB monthly business survey. So conditions, so the here and now, that eased again in May. They've fallen steadily since late 2024. There's a bit of a sharp improvement in mining and transport and utilities, but that's pretty volatile. But most industries were lower. So yeah, ongoing profitability pressures, rising costs, soft demand, and also further softening in the labour force as well are sort of factors. So retail manufacturing particularly weak. Again, if we want to look at the brighter side, if we're looking at the outlook, business confidence actually did tick higher in May, so that was positive. Confidence rose in all industries except manufacturing, mining and wholesale. So I suppose you could sort of summarise this, Mike, in saying that like consumers, Aussie businesses are perhaps pricing in more RBA rate cuts. So yeah, let's see.
Okay, what are the numbers?
So at the moment, obviously, we're waiting the news on out of London, but yeah, Dow's flat, 42.763. S&P 500, that's pushed higher, up 0.3%, 62.5. NASDAQ up 0.1%, 19.607. FTSE, that's had a good session, up 0.2%. That's near record highs, 8.883. And we've had some positive news from a house builder there, as well as lower wage growth figures, so hoping further rate cuts in the UK. And Nikkei up 0.3%. ASX 200, that's a record high as well, actually. Again, on the prospect of rate cuts, up 0.8%, 8.587. NZX 50 up 0.2%, 12.564. Commodities, gold up down $3, sorry, $3,323 an ounce. Oil down 12 cents, 65 spot 17. Kiwi a bit mixed against the major currencies. We're down 0.2% against the US dollar, 60.4. Australian dollars down 0.1%, 92.7. British pound up 0.3%, 44.8. And the Japanese yen, we're 0.1% higher, 87.5.
You have a great day, mate. Greg Smith out of Devon Funds Management.